Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Canadian father has been told to bury the truth and to accept a lie. The Supreme Court of British Columbia has found a father guilty of, quote, family violence, close quote, because he refuses to refer to his 14-year-old daughter, who suffers gender confusion and wants to be a boy, as a male. So he won't refer to his daughter as a male. And for that, he is being punished. We're going to be talking about this and other issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this, Matt, is in Canada. And what we have seen historically is what happens in Europe eventually comes over to Canada, or what happens in Canada eventually comes around. And what we see in those nations is, especially the one right across our border, how it eventually seeps into the United States of America. What we see in Canada is the taste, if you will, the snapshot of what you will, happening in this country if we don't stand up for sanity, common sense, and objective reality.
Yeah, our friend Dr. Michael Brown writes a great article on this. The Canadian government is now a dangerous big brother. And imagine this, a Supreme Court telling a father that he has to lie, that he has to pretend that his daughter is a male, and they call it family violence if he does not engage in this Orwellian Emperor's New Clothes delusion. He has to actually participate in the delusion, and that's happening in Canada. And what, as you mentioned, Matt, what happens in Canada doesn't stay in Canada.
Well, and we've said before that if this so-called Equality Act passes in Congress and it has overwhelming support in the House, now we'll be moving through the Senate, that this kind of thing will happen and children would be removed from their homes of their parents because they refuse to refer to their child as a pronoun that they're not, or refuse to provide hormones or surgery to ultimately satisfy their desire to identify as something that they're not. The justice in this case in the Supreme Court of British Columbia, Justice Francesca Mazzari, said the father has engaged in, quote, expressions of rejections of her. That's a her, referring to her, gender identity because of his choice to continue to affirm in public that she identified in court records as a girl. She's referred to as AB in the court. Here's what he also says. Here's what this opinion says. This court has determined that it is a form of family violence to AB, that is this girl, for any of his family members, his, it's really a girl, to address him by his birth name rather to refer to him as a girl or with female pronouns, whether to him directly or to third parties, or to attempt to persuade him to abandon treatment for gender dysphoria, close quote. That's just outrageous. Of course, they're playing along with this fictitious notion that you can change your gender. They're referring to this female as a him, chastising the father for not referring to the daughter as a male.
It's Orwellian.
And Holly, you know, who would have ever thought about this? But we have a situation that we're working with at Liberty Counsel. We don't necessarily have this so much in English as we do in other foreign languages. You know, in Spanish, Greek, Hebrew, other languages, you definitely have male, female, and neuter nouns.
Right, like amigo is a male, amiga is a female.
Right.
And then you match it with the appropriate adjective.
And you have to match it with appropriate adjectives, et cetera.
Right.
But we have a case where a Spanish teacher now has a complaint by a so-called LGBT student because the Spanish teacher is teaching Spanish.
Right. And he's explaining that, you know, you have to have you match the masculine and the feminine together. And so one of his students says, well, what determines biological gender? And he asked the class that question. And of course, one student responded and said, it's the chromosomes. And he said, that's correct. And he said, you can't change that gender, you know, application in Spanish or anything else. It's not something that can be changed. And he carried on with the lesson. Well, the next day, another student comes up to him, angry, wouldn't shake his hand as he normally does. And she says, he says, what's wrong? And she's like, you know what you did. And he said, what? What are you talking about? You know what you did. You told your seventh grade class that you can't pretend to be something that you're not. And he's like, well, that's reality. So anyway, long story short, he ends up in the human resources office being counseled by the HR director of the school district, you know, about offending a student and not going along with the LGBT precedent.
You know, for those of you who have studied foreign languages, you can't write, speak, read foreign languages without learning this basic concept that there are male and female pronouns, there's male, female, adjectives, there's different endings for those. They have different endings. It's like that in Hebrew, it's like that in Greek, it's in Aramaic, it's in Syriac. Those are the languages that I know.
Spanish as well.
Certainly, you have different endings for male, female, and you also have neuter. You have neuter as well.
Right.
And so an adjective, for example, can be male, female, masculine, feminine, or neuter, because it has to match the masculine, feminine, or the neuter noun that it is modifying. It's a pretty simple concept.
Yeah.
So this is even coming up as being challenged. This is what ultimately gave rise to this person questioning, well, you've got these immutable characteristics in this language, and you've got masculine and feminine and neuter. How does that happen? And, well, how can that be immutable if you can, how can you change your gender? That was a question. Well, you can't change your gender. It's just as immutable and more immutable because of your DNA than it is in these languages.
And, you know, the teacher handled it very well. And then he was told, you cannot talk about this anymore. And he went back the next day, apologized if he had offended any students, you know, and he said, if you have any questions about gender, you should talk to your parents about that. But he was told he couldn't bring the subject up again. And he's teaching Spanish, which you can't avoid male
and
female.
You can't avoid masculine, feminine,
and
neuter.
it's
just it. And just because an adjective wants to be called the opposite doesn't mean that you put it with the opposite. You can't. And it's pretty common sense.
Teach students to lie.
This, Matt, is the abolition of objective reality. Dr.
Right.
Charles McVitie, who is the president of the Canada Christian College. In fact, Dr. McVitie's son, Ryan, is the general counsel. He graduated as an attorney from Liberty University School of Law when I was the dean there. This is one of the bright lights in Canada, Christian College. Well, Dr. McVitie, regarding this case that just came out regarding the father, says, quote, there's nothing more immutable than a person's gender. He goes on to say, you cannot change your gender, you can't change your chromosomes, and you can't change your genes, but our society has lost its collective mind.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, no, and we are so untethered from reality as a society now, right here in the United States. And as we keep mentioning H.R. 5 and what a dangerous bill this is, this would compel everybody under penalty of law to engage in this Orwellian Emperor's New Clothes delusion that we have to lie to people and tell a sexually confused young female that she is actually a male because she subjectively wishes she were a male.
Yeah.
It is absolutely
surreal. Well, this Supreme
surreal.
Court of British Columbia not only is punishing the father for, quote, family violence, close quote, that's the words they used, but also has ordered the father not to speak publicly about the matter, has barred him from interviews with the media, and ordered him not to expose his daughter to material that speaks against the transgender ideology. That's Canada, but I'm telling you what, this could be America. And that's why it's important to make your voice known about this so-called Equality Act, because that would become the norm here in this country. For more information, visit lc.org or lc.org/HR5, the specific page regarding the Equality Act. We need tens and tens of thousands of petitions to stop this Equality Act in the U.S. Senate, because this nonsense, whether it's the Spanish teacher or the dad in Canada, this nonsense would become everyday reality in America, and we need to stand up now. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.